Voices of the Elephant is proudly sponsored by SiteGround.com, a leader in website hosting and a terrific partner for all your website projects. Their top-notch technologies will make your websites fast and secure. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. My name is Cal Evans. I'm your host, and my special guest today is my friend, Mr. Andrew Kaya. Say hi to everybody, Andrew.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Cal. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Hey, you've got a lot going on, and so this is just a catch-up with Andrew type episode. We've got some great topics that we're going to talk about. Let's dive right in. You've got a new project coming out. You're working with my friend Doug Beer, and talk to us about that.
Yeah, so we're preparing a new project, which will allow you to follow different types of courses to get you ready to get onto the market and find your first job as a junior developer. So we're going to be giving online classes. They're going to be live training classes with trainers, but there will also be pre-recorded videos, and we will be getting into the virtual reality stuff. So yeah, we're going to have a few cool features coming along. So we're getting all that ready right now. And some universities have already indicated that they might be interested to getting on the bandwagon. So we're going Wow. to be, yeah, so we're going to be working on both the academia side and also the industry oriented side. So Okay. a few little things there to see. So you can come and check out our website.
Well, you couldn't have chosen a better partner. I've worked with Doug. Doug's a fantastic trainer. So how did this idea come about?
Well, in fact, we saw that there was a part of the market there that was kind of open, because there's a lot of discussions right now. I think that a lot of people are wondering what will happen with the different types of certifications. Is there any easy way that I can find a class that will really help me out on the short term to get my first job, you know, and not something that's too theoretical, but more practical oriented, mm-hmm. and that can get me the basic skills so that I can land that first job. So we started talking. I started talking with Doug, and we said, well, maybe there's something we can do there. So that's how the whole thing came about. And we said, well, let's go for it. Let's try it, and we'll see what happens, right?
Very cool. That's very neat. I look forward to hearing about this project. And I'd love to say, you know, that's an ambitious project, but that's only one of the projects you've got going on. And again, you're working with all my friends. You were telling me earlier, you've got a new book that you're working on?
Yes, yes. Well, now this is a really interesting story. So I got to talk with Paul online for his Atlas ORM project, mm-hmm. and I had this project already that was starting with packet publishing, and we started to talk about, well, maybe there could be this book on Atlas ORM, and I said, well, of course, I wouldn't pretend to be better than you at talking about Atlas ORM, right? So he said, no, go ahead. I don't want to write a book on it. You go for it. And if I can help you out in any way, let me know. So yeah. I sort of sent a little joke to him. I said, anything, does that mean technical reviewer, smiley face? And at my great surprise, he said, yes. He said, yeah, sure. I'd be really happy. I see no one more qualified than me for the role. So, mm-hmm. so I said, wow, that's like really a great honor for me to be working with a man that I've admired his work for many years now. And it's almost a dream come true for me to work with Paul Jones, especially he as being my technical reviewer. Who would have figured, right?
Yeah, I'll warn you, Paul is brilliant, but he is a hard taskmaster. He reviewed one of my books one time, and we went round and round, and all the changes he requested were actually correct, but he kept at me and basically just bludgeoned me until I understood that they were correct. And it took a while for me to understand these things. But yeah, Paul's one of my best friends, and he's one of those people that when I grew up, I want to be as smart as Paul Jones. So,
exactly.
He's given so much to our community also. A lot of people don't realize the contributions that he's made, but he really has given an awful lot. Don't hear from him a lot anymore, but I get to talk to him every now and then. I sat down with him at Southeast PHP also, and not only did we record an episode of Voices, but we sat down and had a drink and just caught up. And the things he's got going on are just phenomenal. I wish you luck with that. I can't wait to see the book. You know, I've enjoyed your first book, so it's about time. Let's get the second one going. Now it's time for you to be a game changer with the RingCentral Developers Game Changer Program. Grow your skills, help others in the community, and get rewarded with awesome prizes like RingCentral swag, conference tickets, software, iPads, computers, and so much more. Don't just be a developer, be a game changer and join the program today. For more information, visit developers.ringcentral.com. Hey, now, you know, you're talking about Paul and Atlas ORM, and Paul has his own framework, but you've got kind of your own framework, or it sounds more like you've glued together pieces from a bunch of different frameworks, taking the best of the best and put together your own. Talk to us a little bit about LightMVC.
Well, LightMVC is, in fact, what I like to call a very thin layered framework. So what it means is that we're more or less offering a very thin layer of glue that mm-hmm. allows you to stick all different sorts of libraries together. So if you need to use, for example, a component from Xen Framework and you say, oh, I really like the Xen Event Manager, and it would be the perfect tool to fix my problem and get me going, but I'd really like to use the Pimple container from the Silex project that is now dead, but still Pimple is moving on, right? Yeah. And then you'd like to use plates because you say, oh, I don't want to get into the Twig stuff of Symfony. I want to stay with pure PHP and I want to use a PHP League plates. Well, the framework more or less allows you to stick whatever you need together. So if you say, well, I'm migrating from a legacy application, for example, to a more modern application, so I can't change everything. I have to change a few things. Well, the framework allows you to transition from one to the other. So, wow. For example, if you say, well, we'd like to get to domain modeling, we'd like to get to doctrine, mm-hmm. but for now, we'd have to go through a phase of persistence layer, right? So persistence modeling. So you'd like to use Atlas ORM from our good friend Paul. Well, you could say, okay, well, let's start by modeling with the Atlas ORM, and then we'll transition slowly to the domain model, right? And so you can actually transition from one to the other very easily. So that's the whole idea behind the framework. If I can do like a 30 seconds of history, I remember a few years back, everybody was talking that the eventual PHP framework would be more or less like different libraries working together. And I think all the efforts of interoperability were more or less in that direction, right? Getting all these frameworks to like work together. And after all, we are all one PHP community, right? So
right.
There you go. So that was more or less the philosophy that was behind my project. I said, well, why don't we start something that will allow people to glue things together very easily? And and it's already getting a few followers, right? And there are already a few people getting on the bandwagon. I've got my good friend, Bud Mann. So hi, Bud, in Ohio. So he came aboard really quickly and he said, yeah, this is great. Even for my own company, for my own clients, I'll probably start using this. So that's the basic idea behind it. And that's why we call it Light, right? Light MVC. And it doesn't just do MVC. We already have, like at the Bootstrap event, we have a middleware pipeline that uses Xen Strategility and uses PSR7 HTTP messages. So you're more or less in the standards, and you're not, if you don't want that and you want to go to something else, you can. But basically comes with all that infrastructure that allows you to migrate to different libraries very easily.
Very cool. Yeah, Bud's a good friend. Bud's been around a long time and always very supportive of all the things that Kathy and I do. So we love love anytime we can promote the stuff he's working on. It's always fun. Okay, final topic. I guess this was the first time I ever got to know you was you were working on this project, and it's still out there. You're still making changes to it. Tell us what's happening with Linux for PHP.
Okay, so Linux for PHP, for those who hear it for the first time, is a Docker-based container project that's built on a custom-built Linux. So the entire C tool chain is built from scratch by our team. Mm-hmm. And the reason why we decided to do that is because there were some issues with running PHP code on certain processors because of Alpine, because Alpine is not a standard tool chain. It uses BusyBox, it uses Muzzle C, which are great, but in some circumstances, it creates these strange seg faults. And so we didn't want to go over to the images like Ubuntu or Debian because they were kind of overbloated in certain circumstances. And especially after reading your article, Cal, on DevZone, we said, okay, here we go. There is a need for it. People are saying this would be great, right? So we decided to create this custom-built Docker container. And now in the next few weeks, we will be publishing and getting out there a new service that will allow you to easily deploy from any environment, either directly from your own pipeline inside your business, or from a CI tool like Travis or Circle CI or whatever. It will allow you to deploy directly to Amazon very easily. So it will be subscription based. So it'll be monthly subscription based. And I saw a discussion yesterday, I think, or a few days ago between Ed Finkler and Joe Ferguson. And they were saying, it's not always easy to deploy those containers. It's easier to go serverless or to use VMs even in certain circumstances. Mm-hmm. And so we said, hey guys, maybe we'll get your comments in a few days when we get this service out, because we're gonna try to make this really, really easy for any PHP developer to deploy to Amazon. So there you go.
It sounds like you've identified a pain point and you're moving to help developers solve that pain point. That's always a good thing. Well, Andrew, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us here, taking time out of your busy, you're obviously very busy schedule. You've got four projects running right now. I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us. And for the audience, thank you for taking the time to be with us here for another episode of Voices of the Elephant. And we'll see you next week right here. Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.